So we continue tonight in Simon Kuf Yod Sif Zayin. Omer speaking about Tfilas HaDerech. Omer Osa Achar Shehichzik BaDerech. A person should only recite Tfilas HaDerech after one has already begun the journey. Ve'in La'omra Ela Imkein Yesh Lo Leilech Parso. And a person should not go ahead and recite it unless, of course, they have to go a parsa, meaning a parsa represents a significant unit of distance. So he avapachos mi parsa al yachto mebarach. But if a person is only traveling less than a parsa, then at the end of the day, a person could say it, but they don't end off with a bracha. Ulachachila yomer osa beparsa rishona. And ideally, one should try to recite the tfilas haderech within the first parsa. Ve'im shachach mila omra. If one forgot to say it, meaning one didn't say tfilas haderech at the beginning of the journey, Yomer Osa calls Manshehu Baderech. He could say it as long as he's on the road. As long as he's not within a parsa of the city that he's traveling to. But if you realize that you didn't say Tfilas Haderech and you're already within a parsa, so you should recite it ultimately without a bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah comments on this and he says, Sheikhsik Baderech Sif Chavtas, Sifkon Chavtas, Rotze Lomar Shalom. Person shouldn't say Tfilas HaDerech while he's still in the city in which he leaves. Even though he's getting ready to leave. So if you skip a little bit, it's So an interesting machlokis over here. The Taz explains that as long as, even if one is still within the city, once one intends to go ahead and travel and one plans on leaving on a longer journey, one is permitted to recite Tfilas HaDerech even while someone is still in the city itself. The Aliyah Rabba and others disagree and say, no, one should really first leave the city. So the idea is, this is only true when you're first sitting out from home. But Lamaisa, again, when one goes ahead and is, let's say, traveling on a multi-step journey. So let's say one is traveling and one wakes up the next day in another city. Already from the beginning, one is permitted to go ahead and recite Tfilas HaDerech from the morning, since again, one is already considered to be muchsak in the journey. Ve'in la'omra sifka in lamid shepachos mi parsa bekarov le'ir eino makom sakana min astam. This is an interesting halacha. So the halacha says that at the end of the day, it's only a significant journey of a parsa. So for example, now this, interestingly enough, is hard to gauge today, since in general, travel is so different. So for example, in addition to Mishnah Berurah, quotes Yor ben Isiah ben Tel Aviv liYerushalayim, Tassik Rav Shalom Zalman Arbach, She'in Levarech, Sh'aytzarach Lios Makom Shal Shtei Parsos B'li Yishuv. So first of all, so for example, from Yerushalayim Tel Aviv, Rav Shalom Zalman Arbach paskind that one would not recite Tfilas HaDerech. It appears to be that the halacha really is that one goes ahead and says Tfilas HaDerech, first of all, on any journey that has with it an element of danger. That's for sure, and that's true, even if it's a shorter journey. And also, any journey that one does not regularly undertake, but any longer journey, even if it's a longer journey, but one does it on a semi-regular basis, then halacha lemaisa would appear that Tfilas HaDerech, at least with a bracha, is not normally recited. So let's go by the Sifchas. Hanichnas lebeis hamedrash yispal yiratzam lofanacha Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. Person walks into the beis medrash, he should daven. He should say the following tefillah. Yiratzam lofanacha Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu shelo akashal b'dvar halacha. Ribono shel olam, it should be your will that I should not stumble in a matter of halacha. So when he leaves the Beis Medrash, say, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for making my portion amongst those who sit within the Beis Medrash. If we look at the Ber Hativ, so the Ber Hativ writes the Beis Medrash, nearly so this is true even if one is not going to the Beis Medrash per se, but rather one is going ahead and sitting and learning themselves, and or the more so if someone is a posik, someone paskins halacha, halacha, they certainly have to say this particular Yehi Ratzon the Shlomar Nuscha Aleph Kitzar Kolalat Harbe Vizohi Yehi Ratzon Lafanacha Hashem Elokeinu Velkei Avosenu Shetayir Einai BeMor Torasecha. So this is another Girsa. Ribono Shel Olam, it should be your will that you should illuminate my eyes with the light of your Torah. V'tatzilini Mikol Michshol V'Tov, save me from any stumbling block and mistake. Hein mistakes. Hein B'dinei Isra V'Heter. Hein B'dinei Mamonas. Hein B'Hora. Hein B'Limud. Whether they be in the laws of things that are permitted and prohibited, whether it be a monetary law or any psak or even in my learning. Open my eyes so that I could see the wondrous parts of your Torah. And that which I've made a mistake with, please help me find the truth. And ultimately, again, Ribono Shel Olam, please make sure that everything I say is correct and true. Because Ribono Shel Olam gives wisdom, and ultimately from him comes wisdom and understanding. Ad kan lashon hataz. V'chein kasav magen Avram shariza haya omro b'chol boker. V'kasav magen Avram tfilas mo'da'ani yomar b'chol erev kala osik b'torah. So this is really quite beautiful. So this is the version that the Arizal used to say. And if you look at, he says, and furthermore, again, the Magen Avraham writes that Tfilas Moda'ani, a person should go ahead and say at night, Kala Osi B'Torah Kala Yom, meaning if someone has been learning Torah the entire day, if someone learns Torah the entire day, that Moda'ani ultimately, again, is recited in the evening. All right, so we will stop over here. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.